Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. Well, guys, today is a special episode of the Teen Life Podcast where I, Chris Roby, am sitting here by myself, sadly, recording about a special topic. Carly is not here this week, but we'll be back next week. But we wanted to do a quick special episode, something that we've been thinking about for a while, something we care about deeply here at Teen Life, and that is the state of affairs at our schools. This will probably not be an evergreen episode in the sense that, a few years from now, hopefully things will be different. But we are still in the middle of a global pandemic, and this pandemic is really starting to bear out a lot of what we had feared when it comes to kids at school. Now, if you recall back in March of 2020, when the world kind of started shutting down and everyone started going home and schools started saying, okay, we're going to cancel for a week and we'll be back next week. Well, it soon became apparent that this was not going to happen, that schools were likely going to be shut indefinitely. And in fact, for the most part across our country, most schools went to online learning only for the spring semester of 2020. And I remember, as someone who works with kids from hard places all the time, really being anxious about this. And not only for my own children who were home with me as their primary educator, which that's pretty scary, but just to know that students would be denied the service of a public school campus. And for some of our listeners, it might be a while since you've really been on a school campus or really know what it means, especially to a kid who doesn't have a lot in their lives in terms of family or structure or resources. The local public school campus really fills that gap in so many ways. And Teen Life has run groups on campuses all around and all kinds of socioeconomic backgrounds. And the common theme is that school campus is the center of life for most students. And to know that that wasn't a thing anymore, and we didn't really know when that would be the case again, was pretty scary. But on top of that, not only did we go through that time, but we have been, especially over the course of the 2020-2021 school year from the fall to the spring, the semester that just ended back in May, it was like a hybrid. It wasn't a whole lot better than what we were doing with online learning only, because we had a lot of kids that decided we're not coming back. A lot of parents opted out of in-person learning because that choice was given for most students across the country. And so this weird hybrid experiment happened where students were learning from home. Some were at school campuses, but no one was really having the quote-unquote normal learning experience. And so with that came a new set of anxieties, a new set of frustrations, not only for teachers, but for students as well, who didn't really have a lot of structure otherwise. Despite what the experts say, kids are resilient and they're going to get through this. Yeah, that might be true on paper, but it doesn't really take into account those who are responsible for the care and nurturing of those students. So today what I want to do is take a quick time out to do a check-in on schools. We're about halfway through, maybe a little bit more than halfway through the fall semester on most school campuses. Depending where you are in the country, we're right around the middle. And we thought, what would it look like to ask people who are on the front lines, what are they seeing? What are they hearing? What are their experiences with the students that are in their service? And so what we did is we reached out to some of the school counselors that we work with. And for the most part, Teen Life works with counselors who are more on the behavior intervention side, who are dealing directly with crisis, who are dealing directly with students who don't have great supports, who need someone to intervene on their behalf. And so with that, we have three audio clips from counselors who have kind of shared their experience of what are they hearing, what are they seeing on their campuses? And when they sent these in, we got some incredible insight on what's actually happening on our school campuses. What I want to encourage you guys to do is to really take these words to heart. We see a lot of a lot of news about this, but to hear it straight from those who are experiencing it is really, really powerful. So we have an alternative school counselor and a couple of counselors from what we would call more traditional, larger local high schools. And you'll hear some common themes in all these, but I want to play each clip in turn and then just make some comments based upon some of the things we're hearing. So our first is from a local alternative school where they're seeing some of the brunt of some of the toughest cases in our city. Check it out.
School during the pandemic. Things have been very different for our students. I definitely have noticed we have had a lot of students who they themselves or their family are dealing with processing death, mourning, and grieving that they are dealing with due to COVID or due to other issues. Some other things that I am definitely noticing with our students, it just seems that the stress levels are a lot higher. Not just students, but also staff in general. Everybody's trying to figure out how to handle the stress and figuring out how to navigate all of these things that they're dealing with at the campus and in their home life and trying to find balance. I'm also noticing it seems that a lot of our students have been at home and trying to figure things out, and maybe there is tension at home, could possibly also stem from jobs and things at home that are going on with parents. I know there's a lot of uneasiness and a lot of uncertainty at home for our students and for their families. And what I'm hearing in general from a lot of other campuses is that unfortunately there are a lot more issues. There are definitely a lot more suicide risk assessments and violence risk assessments that are having to be performed at this time, and a lot more students who are just really crying out that they need the extra help and they need the extra attention. And definitely a lot of staff members who are saying they are seeing a lot more behavior issues, a lot more fighting, a lot more violence. And just it seems a lot of our students who are just really, truly looking for that consistency, looking for a rock, looking for support and encouragement and positivity and calmness, I think a lot going on right now as we are trying to navigate our schools during this pandemic.
Okay, so from this first clip, we hear a lot about dealing with death, mourning, and grieving. If the pandemic hasn't really hit you close when it comes to death, my guess is it's hit you really close when it comes to grief, like kind of losing something that you never thought could be lost. As adults, we don't often process it the same way as maybe an adolescent would. We talked about this some of the podcasts before, but the loss of normalcy and the loss of safety and security for the adolescent mind has an outsized impact compared to maybe what a fully grown adult would have. Because a lot of us who are listening have had a few more trips around the sun and know, hey, even though this is, we've never dealt with something like this, we know, as in all things, this too shall pass. For a developing mind, that isn't necessarily readily available. This seems like forever. And so whenever you lose something and it feels like it's lost forever, you grieve it. And that's what a lot of our students are doing, is grieving, dealing with death, mourning, and loss, of whether it's a loved one or just the loss of their normal experience. Stress is huge, as this counselor talks about, not only with students, but with staff as well. We've been hearing that a lot just from the staff side, not only from counselors, but teachers, administrators, everyone is on edge right now because we are trying to rush back into what we're going to call normal when we haven't really had that for a while. And so some people want to say new normal. I don't know what's the most helpful language for you, but everyone is trying to figure this thing out, and it's causing a lot of stress. Students are dealing a lot more with issues at home, as she said. And, you know, if you've worked with anyone either, you know, on a school level or a ministry level or counseling, the stuff that's happening at home follows. And so with the stressors at home, whether it's job loss, whether it's family disarray, whether it's just stress around the pandemic, they're bringing those stresses to school and more students are doing so. And so those stresses are higher on those campuses. I think probably one of the more jarring things she mentions is just that increase instances of suicide and violent risk behavior assessments. Students need help. And oftentimes this is all falling on the shoulders of one or two people on a campus. And that's just too much for one counselor to have to deal with. And as you hear that, I hope you understand that. She mentions a few of the things that our next counselor is going to talk more in depth about. And this counselor is at one of our larger high schools in our area. And I talked to him at length about some of these issues. And we're finding that what he's talking about is happening on multiple other campuses. So let's check out this clip from a large local high school from their intervention specialist.
Hello, I am an intervention counselor at a local high school. And I would say the biggest thing that we have dealt with this year is students just getting back in the groove of coming to school every day, not being able to do online school. I think students for a year and a half got pretty comfortable at home, you know, doing their work and not having to deal with a lot of the face-to-face in-person interactions that go on a daily basis on a school campus. And because of that, it has been so busy in the counseling office with kids coming in, crying, having panic attacks, just not having the coping skills to deal with, you know, the normal things that we were so used to before the pandemic hit. So as a school, what we're having to do is go back through and really work on teaching our students good, solid, positive coping skills. Now, we've seen a lot of improvement as the year's gone on, but we're still not to where we were before the pandemic. And I think it'll take us some time to get back, but I do think we'll get there. And I think the students will get used to being back in school, back on campus, around their friends, being able to socialize. Because at the end of the day, that's what's best for these students, or these face-to-face relationships and interactions. But as a school, we recognize what's going on, and we really are working hard to continue to develop our students and help them grow.
Okay, so what this counselor is talking about is something we hear a whole lot, is students are coming back on campus after a lot of them being in virtual school for a really, really long time, some for 18 months. Some, you know, counselors talk to us about students who, when they went home in March 2020, they didn't leave their house until they came back. That's a long time, and that's quite disruptive. And so when they're coming back on campus, they have lost their ability just to deal with people, and understandably so, right? If you've been away that long and not really had to cope with the stresses of just being around a large group of people, or dealing with the expectations of what we would call regular school, where you can't go to school in your pajamas, you can't roll out of bed, check your attendance box, and then go and play Xbox or do any of the things that we hear a lot of students were doing, where the rigors of academia are real now, those stress levels start to skyrocket. And this counselor talks about panic attacks and violence and fights are being broken out, and how just that general lack of coping skills tends to be what they're seeing a whole lot. And we're hearing this from campuses all over. It's just students don't know how to cope right now. When the stress hits, they lash out because that's all they really have right now. And as he says, things are getting better, but still a very, very long way from being back to normal. So students right now, as our first counselor says, are dealing with death and mourning and stress and more instances of suicide and violence. But this next one also talks about just that lack of coping skills. Finally, we have one more counselor who's submitted a quick soundbite on what she's seeing at a local large high school. I want you to check this one out.
We have seen a lot of different issues this year. A lot of students are dealing with the grief of losing a parent or a loved one. A lot of them are struggling with still trying to overcome the pandemic and being back in person at school. A lot of them struggle with connection with families, with peers, with other staff members. And one of the biggest things I've noticed with all of the issues our students are dealing with is they are really lacking basic coping skills on how to deal with not just the everyday stress, but what do I do with things out of my control? Or now I have this extra, you know, mental health concern or this extra big life-changing event that has happened and they don't know what to do about it. And sometimes the support at home is lacking, or maybe the family themselves doesn't know how to cope. And so the student doesn't know what to do either. So then it just gets really heavy and it's hard for them to know what to do or where to turn while still dealing with, you know, the daily normal teenage stress.
Okay, so this counselor talks about grieving and losing a parent or loved one. And this one we're finding is more and more prevalent. We have one high school that we work with who they're asking us to lead a grief group of students who have lost a parent or caregiver in the since school started. We have 10 kids in that group. 10 kids at one high school who have lost a parent since August of this year. That's a little over 2 months where that many kids have lost a parent or a caregiver. That's astounding. And so many kids are dealing with that loss of that elder statesman in their family, that prominent uncle or aunt, or that person in the family who's kind of the patriarch or matriarch is all of a sudden gone unexpectedly. And when you lose someone like that in your life, you can feel lost and rudderless. So students are just dealing with that loss. And though it kind of feels like the pandemic is a little bit more in the rearview mirror, so many are just dealing with the stresses of it. They're truly trying to overcome this period of time. And this has left such an emotional scar on so many students. So many students are, as she says, are struggling with just connecting, right? It's so hard to connect whenever, like on an in-person basis, looking someone in the eye, having a conversation, just having basic human interaction when that has been taken away for such a long time and everything's gone so digital. For a kid from a hard place with a developing mind, when you've not had to do that stuff, that's developmental stuff, where that has really been put on hold, you can expect those deficiencies to be in place as they rebound and recover. So if you hear anything today from this podcast, understand that schools are struggling right now. And it's not just students, but the teachers and counselors who are in their charge. Because it's not only this recovery from pandemic, it's the political mandates and the infighting about masks and vaccines and just the political polarization that's coming along with it. And it's all falling on the shoulders of those who are in those classrooms. Like what can we do as you listen to this? Because I know as I'm even talking through it, it feels really overwhelming. Well, a few things kind of come to mind as we talk about this. First of all, if you are a person of faith, or you're a praying kind of person, or if you're even into holding a good thought for someone, good positive vibes, I encourage you to think about, pray about our counselors and teachers right now. They literally are on the front lines and are having to do it all. And the last thing that we want these incredible women and men to do is to feel like they have to move on and find something else to do. Most of the educators I know, this is a calling. This is something that they feel like they were created to do. They want to help and to serve and to change futures and outcomes. And so when you hear so many who are struggling, it causes you to be concerned. Are they going to be able to make it through this? I don't think that they will without the prayers and thoughts and support of people like you and me who listens to podcasts like this, who care enough about teenagers to listen to a teen life podcast that's just here to help you be a better helper. Sometimes to be a better helper, we have to look at those who are on those front lines, who are there every single day, clocking in, clocking out, and dealing with the stresses of the public school and those who come with it. So think about ways that you can support those counselors. You can give them a call. You can just know that just a kind word a quick email. And you don't feel like you have to do it for everyone, but think about the local school that's just closest to you, either by proximity or by story or by experience. Maybe it's the high school that you grew up at. Maybe you don't even know this counselor, but just whatever connection you have with the local school that's kind of closest to you, that's in your purview, get on their website, look up their counselor, their behavior intervention, and just drop them a note, drop them a Starbucks card. You don't have to explain yourself. You can just say, "Hey, I know you're having quite a year. Your community is behind you. There's so much that you can do just by a kind word, by your presence, by being willing to help in that way." Also, if you are a helper of a student, you have close proximity to students, we encourage you to double down on basic coping skills. Right now, those are in short supply by all of us. We're all a little bit on edge, a little bit stressed, a little bit overwhelmed. But if we can get ourselves under control enough to be able to tell a student, "Hey, I know you have so much on your plate. What if we just checked out tonight and went to Sonic, or let's go see a movie, or let's just go on a walk? Why don't you write down the 5 things that are causing you the most stress and just hand them over to me so I can look at them? What is it that I can do to help you feel more at peace without judgment?" So you've heard the stories. These are from the front lines. These are happening as we speak. And so I encourage you to hear these, take them to heart, to be proactive on behalf of your community. Don't sit on the sidelines on this one. Find someone that you can support. If you have any questions about this, if you're like, "I don't really quite know how to serve, how to reach out," that's what we're here for at Teen Life. We know this is kind of our lane. And so please help us help you be a better support to your public school. Be in prayer for your local school leaders, your school boards, your stakeholders, and your staff members. Thanks for listening to this quick special episode on the state of schools during the pandemic, and we'll see you next time. All right, that's a wrap on this one. Thank you so much for listening. A special thanks to Carly Duke and to Kelly Fan for producing this podcast. Also to Luke Cabrera for our awesome podcast music. If you want to know more about Luke and his music, check out his contact info in the description. Well, this podcast is for the helpers, and we really hope you feel helped. If there's something we haven't talked about or a topic that you're really interested in, email us at podcast@teenlife.ngo, and we will do our best to get to that topic. We will see you next week.